Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Doug Steffen here with this week's American Family Farmer program, here every week to help support, encourage, and excite men and women who are farmers on small farms. I don't know how we define. People sometimes ask me, how do you define a small farm, or who is the American family farmer? I'm not sure the two are the same. The small farmers, you know, around where I am, a fairly small farm has got about 100 acres of land or less. A medium-sized farm would be 100 to 400 acres, and a big farm would be 400 or 500 acres to 1,000. That's what New England is all about. You go out to Midwest, and the far west, it's thousands of acres sometimes. I remember a very close friend of mine had gone to Iowa, was thinking about buying a farm out there. They measure farms in Iowa by the square mile. I think 640 acres is a square mile. That's how, think about that. Where is that kind of land here? But there's plenty of it out there. Speaking of New England, I try to start each week with some interesting and important, well, major farm news. And I thought the situation in Maine, you know, we've talked about the Maine right to choose, something going on there, the rights that everybody, they've passed this law last November that Monsanto basically and the other big seed companies can't tell you what to do, what to grow, where to grow it, how to grow it. And so another item coming from the state of Maine, there's a farmer unionization bill that seems, you know, when you think about family farms, you don't think about unions. Yet there are people, I think more of this is for workers on farms. The governor of Maine is Janet Mills. She vetoed a bill last week that would have allowed farmers to unionize. The proposal, as it was presented, called for agricultural workers to be able to organize and bargain for wages and working conditions. So the governor said, seems to be well-intended, but its unintended consequences would discourage the growth of farms in Maine. And I think she is exactly right. Maine farms are mostly small, family-owned, don't need the same protections as the large factory farms that are controlled by corporate interests. That, to me, is the bottom line. That's what the governor said. That's what she argued. She said the bill would subject farmers to a complicated new set of laws that would require them to hire lawyers just to understand them. The Maine AFL-CIO obviously didn't like the decision, claimed the bill would protect farm workers from abuses like sexual harassment and wage theft. That's an educational process, not a legal one, from my point of view anyway. The AFL-CIO executive director up there said, farm workers provide the most essential service to our communities by growing, picking, and processing the food we eat. They went to Maine because that is a soft belly for farm. There aren't that many farms that have out-of-state workers there, out-of-state, out-of-country. You know, some of them are legal, some of them are illegal. But for the most part, as the governor of Maine recognized, family farms are just that. They have the family working on them. Now, granted, there are a lot of farms where the kids grow up on the farm and they don't want to work that hard, so they go get a job somewhere else. But there also are plenty of farms still in New England, in Maine, that are run by generations and generations and generations. And so the farms that are run by families probably exempt from this anyway. But, you know, there's some cucamonga lawyers out there who would say, well, you're the child, you've been abused, you went to work when you were nine, your mother and father owe you $100,000. You know, stuff like that. No, that's not how it ought to work. The agricultural associations, the Farm Bureau, National Farmers Union, all said this wasn't a great idea. The only big product up there, I think, that is something that is used around the country and around the world are the wild blueberries. They are fabulous, but they also produce a lot of potatoes and maple syrup and that sort of thing. And there are still some very large family dairy farms up there. So all of that being said, I think that it's what they've done in Maine is in the best interests of family farmers, and that's what we're interested in here, the American Family Farmer, about farmers and farming in smaller circumstances. There is a focus this week in the news on eggs. Americans eat 200 million eggs. Did you know that? Every day, Americans eat 200 million eggs. But you as a grower, maybe you as a consumer, you don't really know what the corporate egg industry, and this is something that is very important for Maine because I know I remember the old Turner Farms up there. They controlled all of the egg growing pretty much in the state of Maine. And, you know, as we go into this whole business that President Biden is trying to break up, the huge corporate farms, egg industry, poultry in general, the pork industry, the beef industry. So the question here is, did you know that hens are genetically manipulated now to lay more eggs than they normally might? This is the same thing that used to happen with cows when they injected them with hormones so they'd give more milk. It kills the cow faster, but who cares, according to the big guys that use it. We just want to get more milk out of our cows. Instead of laying a dozen eggs, which in the wild, or even, I mean, I have about 100 chickens roaming around my farm, and they lay the eggs in the corner of the barn. They lay them out in the field. You have to go find them. I'm in the process of actually building a mobile chicken pen or a hen house, if you will, so that we can have the chickens all around the pasture where the cows are, and then they'll, you know, we'll train them to go in to this big apartment building for chickens. But I think, you know, that's what we do. We have free range and we like that, but that's a smaller deal. You know, there are a lot of hens that are now laying 250 to 3 eggs a year. And this is way more than what the normal, let's say, God-raised, or what's the God-engineered chicken is supposed to do, or hen, excuse me, because chickens are for feed, food, and hens are for laying eggs. Anyway, there is also a story floating around about egg whites and what happens. Factory farm egg whites are contaminated with salmonella all the time. The chickens are contaminated with salmonella from the big factory farms. And there are, you know, a lot of these unhealthy chickens get slaughtered and put into soup and other things because that's all they can do with them. And the people that are making the soup want cheap chicken for chicken and noodles, chicken and rice soup, chicken and vegetables. Anyway, eggs are supposed to be nothing but healthy, especially egg whites, but too many egg whites can deplete your water-soluble vitamin B, which is biotin, leading to muscle cramps, lack of muscle tone, dermatitis, and hair loss. So I guess as a matter of practical knowledge here, maybe it's time to cut back or cut out factory farm eggs. You should be able to figure out where the eggs come from. See, that's another problem. There is less labeling of food, so you don't really know. I know when I don't buy eggs. I see them in the store. I get eggs from my own chickens, but you go into the store and you see all of the various categories, and always the eggs from the factory farms are $5-6 a dozen, and the ones that are from either organic or small family farms are $7 to $8, and they're worth every penny of it. So that's something to be thinking about if you're growing eggs, or eggs, if you're growing eggs, if you're growing hens on your farm to produce eggs, don't be fooled by some of the promotions, some of the grain companies. Oh, yeah, give them this and they'll grow faster and give more eggs. Not necessarily the best thing for you, your farm, or your customer. And that's what we talk about here on the American Family Farmer, bringing food and farm and families together for discussion purposes. In a moment, we're going to meet the Director of Education and Programming from the National Farmers Union, Emma Lindberg, will be here after a few messages, including the following focus on you and your health. At the beginning of the year, have you done what I suggested was going to happen but hoped it wouldn't happen to you, and that is put on a few pounds, 3, 4, 5 pounds, maybe 12, 13, 14 pounds, and you want to shake it? Well, a lot of you are going into the gym, lifting weights. That's great. Maybe doing other things that are good for your body, but you won't stick with it. Bottom line here, with your body and how it works at this time of year, you because it's so cold in parts of the country, people eat and the fat sticks to their body because it's trying to protect you from being cold. That's partially how the body works at this time of year. At any rate, whether you have fat on your body because you're trying to keep yourself from getting cold, or whether you've just eaten too much or you're not getting enough exercise, whatever it is, here's the solution to keeping the weight off. Comes from the folks at Calitrin, an all-natural way. It's the number one choice, as a matter of fact, here and around the world for healthy weight loss and keeping it off. 24 years in business, millions, millions, and millions of people have used this because, hello, it works. That's why they've been in business this long. So if you want to support your weight loss, you've worked hard to lose it, keep it off. Use Calitrin. Find the information at toploss.com, their website. When you decide you want to use it, there's a New Year, New You special. Buy three and get three free. Maybe you want somebody to work out with you. After you work out, you take this. And as you've worked hard to keep the weight off, use this product. You've worked hard to lose the weight. Let's make sure you keep it off. Calitrin's the way to do it, that's for sure. Find out more about it at toploss.com. When you order it, use the DJV code for the New Year, New Year special, and for not having to pay, you don't have to pay any shipping charges with the DJV code. All of that comes together, all of the Calitrin info and purchasing at toploss.com.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging, an unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
Somebody asked me the other day how he could lose his belly fat.
Calitrin targets all over body fat. You know, of course, belly fat tends to be where everybody carries it. But Calitrin just really gives your body back what it needs. So it revs up your metabolism naturally, mm-hmm. and you burn off those fats and sugars the way that your body wants to. So you do lose the belly fat along with just all over toning, too.
So does Calitrin work best with a diet, with an exercise program?
Well, you know, we have people that have had success with it both ways. Obviously, if you're eating better, you know, eating in moderation, staying away from the sugars and the sodas, you know, you're going to see results faster than if you're just taking it by itself. But our 90-day program, that huge 86% success rate that we have, that's just with taking Calitrin alone. So check it out on our website, toploss.com. All the information is at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And use the DJV code for all these specials when you check out. The American Family Farmer. In a few moments, we're going to meet Emma Lindberg, who's the Director of Education and Programming at the National Farmers Union, assisting small farms. And I think mostly I like them because I belong as a small farmer. I think that's what they serve best. That's the group, if you will, that they serve the best. So we'll get to her in just a moment here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm.
Back on this week's American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen introducing you to Emma Lindberg, who is the Senior Director of Education and Programming at the National Farmers Union. I make no bones about the fact that I'm a member of the National Farmers Union. I think they speak extraordinarily well to the needs of the people who are like me, family farmers, and the people who we're focused on in this program. We don't need more focus on big ag. There's plenty of that, but there isn't a lot of focus for the smaller farmer. And I think that's one of the things the National Farmers Union does best. So, Emma, are you a farm girl?
Hi, Doug. I am not a farm girl. I am from an urban part of California that fortunately was surrounded by a lot of ag. So I got very familiar with the agriculture world that way, but also just with my work through Farmers Union and getting to know our members better, I have learned a lot on the job.
Well, that's not a bad way to learn. I think sometimes that's better than going to school, being on the job. So what is your focus? The up-and-coming farmer? Is it the small farmer that needs special training and education? What sort of programs are you running?
That's a great question. We have a wide variety of programs, and we really just focus on family farmers and trying to meet them where they're at. A lot of our programs focus on business help, so making sure that everybody understands how to do their taxes properly, how to make sure they have the right insurance coverage, things that can apply to any farmer no matter where they are in their business venture, if they're far along, if they're just starting out, just making sure that that farm is resilient and that they can achieve any goals that they put forward. And we also like to focus on the cooperative business model, just to let folks know that that's a great option for farmers who want to work together and collaborate.
So now, I remember the first co-op that I encountered as a youngster was the grain co-op. We had Agway, and their feed was a local mix of feed, and it was delivered locally. Those places don't exist much anymore, I don't think. But there are other co-ops that have been used for dairy. They've been used for produce. They've been used for any number of things. Is this what you're talking about? That you're on the National Cooperative Business Association board. What are some of the examples today of really good co-ops that are serving family farms?
That's a great question. I think you hit the nail on the head talking about grain co-ops earlier. There are still a ton out there. And co-ops are amazing because they're so diverse. Honestly, if you think of any business model, for example, housing, if you're in a city area and you're thinking about apartment buildings, there's a housing co-op out there. If you're thinking about, you know, rural electric companies, there's a rural electric co-op that's providing not just electricity, but in many cases, broadband to folks out in rural areas. We've seen cooperative breweries, folks who figured out how to turn that business model into a cooperative. We've also seen assisted living. It's really, co-ops have figured out how to get into every industry, and it's really great to see them thriving.
Yeah, it is. I'm looking around at some of them, just thinking to myself, what am I in? I know a group of 9 farmers out in western Massachusetts and southern Vermont. They were organic farmers. I think they're still organic dairy farmers. And they were sort of a co-op selling into a specific pool at a specific producer. And the producer decided to cut them out. He didn't want, or whoever was running the company decided that they wanted to haul milk in from New York to do this. So these people are now scratching around. I don't think they found a place to sell their milk yet. I hope that they have, but the co-op helped them when they needed help. And now, you know, the co-op sort of the idea with these guys, they can't figure out what to do. And I guess I would wonder what lessons that would teach us about co-ops as we continue. We'll talk about that. Emma Lindbergh is here as the Senior Director of Education and Programming, an interesting component of the National Farmers Union. I'm Doug Steffen.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouth-watering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell sharply rebuked President Joe Biden on Wednesday for a speech the day before. The president urged the Senate to change its filibuster rules. McConnell called the remarks, quote, profoundly unpresidential. He went on to say that Biden's speech could be classified as a rant that was beneath his office. Meanwhile, on Newsmax on Wednesday, Georgia Representative Drew Ferguson called Biden's remarks condescending.
What small races people have been getting have been eaten up by inflation. The Democrat policies are failing America right now. Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, the big liberal Democrats are failing America.
Ferguson also discussed the continuing COVID-19 pandemic and called for more focus to be put on therapeutics, which he said are getting better every single month. This is USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ratings for the NFL are up this year.
The NFL says viewership during the regular season that just ended is by far the highest since 2015. The league saying this season's average came out to 17.1 million viewers when including TV and digital. That's up 10% from the 2020 season. By far the most watched game was the Thanksgiving showdown between the Las Vegas Raiders and Dallas Cowboys. The NFL playoffs start Saturday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Ronnie Spector, the rock and roll singer who belted out 1960s hits like Be My Baby, Baby I Love You, and Walking in the Rain, has died. The lead singer of the Ronettes was 78. The Ronettes' powerful voices turned them into one of the premier acts of the girl group era, touring England with the Rolling Stones and befriending the Beatles. A 15-year-old Michigan teen charged in a November 30th killing spree at Oxford High School in Michigan had another not guilty plea entered on his behalf during a court hearing Wednesday. Ethan Crumbly appeared for his circuit court arraignment virtually after being bound over for trial last week on terrorism and murder charges in connection with that mass shooting that killed four students and injured seven. Ethan Crumbly's next court hearing is scheduled for January 19th. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown. They got him on his feet with handshake.
Second half hour of our American Family Farmer program for this week, second week of January. Emma Lindberg is here, who's the Senior Director of Education and Programming at the National Farmers Union. So what do you, I gave you a specific example of those nine farms that had a co-op that was selling organic milk. So what can you, what can the NFU teach them, and what can you do to bring, if you had a circumstance like that presented to you, how would you help them fix it?
I would first and foremost point them to a couple of experts that I know either in their area or at the national level through Ag Extension. But I think what I would say to other folks who are interested in co-ops and have looked at this example is that co-ops can help you find new markets. They can help you with marketing. They can help you get access to resources you might not have had previously. And they also provide you access to new networks. You're going to be working more closely with fellow farmers, and so you'll get to learn and grow from them and just be able to share their knowledge and also share knowledge back with them. So I would say to those folks who are trying to find a new market and trying to strike out on their own, first of all, good luck, but also want to make sure that they would have access to the right folks who can help them make that next step, could help them grow their cooperative, strengthen their business, and make sure that they achieve the goals that they set out to do through this new co-op.
Well, they may not know. They may not be that sophisticated, though, Emma. You know, sometimes this is the new world order. Certainly we all, the younger farmers, are headed in the right direction for the most part, using social media, understanding outreach, that sort of thing. But I think a lot of these farms in this sort of a circumstance, even though they were smart enough to get together because there's strength in numbers this way, but are they sophisticated enough to be able to do all the things that you've suggested?
I think they are. I think if they're going down this path, they definitely are, and that there's tons of resources and folks out there who can help them get to that next step. Mm-hmm. And one of them would be the Rocky Mountain Farmer Union has a great cooperative development program and group and staff who can point them in the right direction.
Use that as a model. Okay, all right, so that's good advice. You also are very involved in the National Farmers Union Women's Conference, which I think is going on right now. I know a lot of the farm conferences happen early in the year. The American Farm Bureau Federation was last week, so you're doing yours this week. Is it women only? I'm guessing by the name of it, Women's Conference, it's probably for women only, women farmers, yeah?
Yeah, we are gender inclusive, so it's women, but we encourage all folks who are interested to attend. A lot of the program is geared towards women and issues facing women, so that makes it unique and special. And we are hosting our virtual conference this week, so we have a platform where folks can go on and watch both the live webinars that we're hosting every day this week or the recordings of webinars that we hosted earlier in the week that folks might have missed. And we'll be doing an in-person event at the end of the year in November. So we've put this event up this year so that folks have a chance to both attend online and in person and just spread that knowledge out throughout the course of the year.
Who's the typical attendee at the National Farmers Union Women's Conference? How is that? Is this the first year you've had it? Or if you've had it before, is the membership changing? What's that face of the Women's Conference look like?
This program, or a version of this program, goes back decades. We've been hosting programming for female farmers for a very, very long time, but the version we're hosting now is probably about 10 years old. And we see a lot of folks who are new to farming, who are just starting out in their operation or are kind of mid-career, and they're still looking for those resources to help them get up and running and just make sure that they're doing everything correctly with especially their business side of things. And we do have a handful of folks who come in who have been going to this conference for a really long time. They're further along in their career. They're experts. And they just love the opportunity to network with other farmers, share those learned experiences, learn from them, create new friendships, and, you know, learn what these new farmers are doing. Maybe it's something that they could apply to their own farm. Mm-hmm. And we are seeing a really diverse crowd this year. We have folks from almost every state in the country and a few folks from out of the country. So I wouldn't say we even have, like, a geographic idea of where folks are coming from. It really is a diverse crowd this year.
Well, that's what you want. You want to have people spread the wealth, spread the information. Who are the best teachers when it comes to this sort of thing? Who do you have lead the various conference, the various bits and pieces of the conference, the different sessions that you have?
Sure. We have quite a few different types of teachers this year. We have a woman named Mariah Gladstone who is joining us from Indigi Kitchen, and she has spoken about indigenous food and revitalizing indigenous cooking and food. We have folks coming to us from the Extension out in Tennessee who are talking about commodity crop economics and risk management. We have a few folks who have been very involved in grant writing who have either received grants themselves, which is Donna Pearson McCush out at Common Ground Producers, and a few folks within the Farmers Union Network who have coordinated grants. And they're going to be talking about how folks who have access grants can use that money on their farm and how it could help the farm just as a new way to see some money coming into the farm. We have folks coming from the USDA talking about their programming, but also leadership opportunities within the USDA. And we have some folks joining us from Carolina Common Enterprise to talk about cooperatives and how they make an impact on the farm and also on rural communities and how you could be involved with cooperatives. So quite a range of experts out there. I wouldn't say we have any group coming from the same area. We just wanted to make sure we had a lot of diversity in those topics.
I think some of the farmers are listening to this right now are skeptical about the government. You know, the old expression, I'm from the government, I'm here to help. That doesn't get sold to a lot of farmers, mostly because of the bad taste in one's mouth left by EPA and some of the other federal agencies that seem to constantly be attacking the small family farmer when they're, you know, like OSHA and not going after the big farms. So there's that business that we have to learn about how to sort of dodge and weave among. I'm not being facetious. I think we need to learn how to get around and still be able to survive ethically and morally some of the stupid government rules and regulations that are placed on small family farmers that aren't frankly placed on bigger farmers. We'll talk about that in a moment with you as we continue here. Emma Lindberg from the National Farmers Union is with Doug Steffen. This is the weekly American Family Farmers Show. With a reminder, I was talking on my DJV program, the Monday through Friday show that I do with the ladies who are on the air with me, about how to get a good night's rest. And I think we had a doctor, I think it was Jack Stockwell, who's one of the doctors we have in another program that I do that you can listen to at djvhealthshow.com, focusing on how to get a good night's rest. And Stockwell said, without a good pillow, you will not get a good night's rest. And I suppose that's where my pillow comes in. Most people think nationally, if you're listening, because the ads have been so prevalent, the focus on the guy who runs it has been prevalent. This has nothing to do with him. This has to do with the people making this product in the factory in Minnesota who do a fabulous job producing something that people really like. And that's why they've been successful. So if you need a good pillow, no matter what time of year it is, maybe you need more than one. Maybe you need two on your bed or four on your bed, or you need pillows for your entire house, get them now. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and get deep discounts on MyPillows. There is, if you use the DJV code, you get from 30 to 65% off on all of the products in the catalog. The other thing that I want to tell you about is the buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. So you want to buy a set? You get two sets for the price of one right now at MyPillow.com. They come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So if this is your need, pillows, sheets, that sort of thing, then get to it. All of MyPillow products are, again, very, very well-priced using the DJV code on checkout. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. There's a box there. Enter DJV, and you get the buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets and other fabulous deals. That's the promo code DJV when you check out with all the great products at MyPillow.com.
New year, new look. Nothing says fresh start like a clean-shaven face, a perfectly touched-up beard, or a handsome mustache. However you shave, there's nothing better than saving money all year long. And with cartridge refills as low as $2 each, a steady supply of high-quality razors from Harry's will help you spend less to look your best. So go to harrys.com now and use code FRESH22 to check out a starter set with razor, handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just $3.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
I need to be able to work from anywhere, so I need to have supplies, well, everywhere.
It's possible at Staples.
I need the same setup for my home as I have at the office, without twice the cost.
Also possible, because your local Staples store has the tools your business needs to get work done. Now get 40% back in a Staples store bonus when you buy any two ink or toner cartridges. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 1/15, limit 2, in-store only. See staplesconnect.com/store bonus for details.
Back now for a few more minutes with Emma Lindberg. Good to know that this sort of programming is being done by the National Farmers Union, and it's not too late to get involved in the Women's Conference, right? This is going on, and there'll be things online that'll be probably available all the time, right? I'm guessing that's the case.
Right. So we are in the middle of the virtual conference. So we have two more days of live webinars that we're going to be hosting, including today and tomorrow. Those are both starting at 1 p.m. Central Time. Anything that we have done prior to today is available on the conference website. The conference is free, by the way. You just need to go onto our website, nfu.org/womensconference, to sign up, and you'll have access to everything. But there is a limited time for some of these recordings. We are only making the recordings available through the end of January. But to your point, Doug, that doesn't mean that there aren't other resources available. So we have tons of great webinars and archives of videos on our website, as well as just other great reading resources and PDFs if folks want to visit us at nfu.org to see all those great resources.
All right. So for the Women's Conference, between now and the end of the month, nfu.org/womensconference, all of the things will be available there, discussions of cooperatives, as we've been talking about, some of the business things that people need to know that are managing family farms, a lot of discussion. Women are concerned, and I don't mean to say they're more concerned than men, but I think kind of they are, in issues of food sovereignty, food rights, that sort of thing. So you are going to the next step here is a food conference, an in-person conference. I think you said, was it November, are you going to do that? What's going to happen more specifically there?
Yeah, so we'll be out in Nashville this November for an in-person conference, and it'll be about 3 days long, and it includes just a bunch of like fun activities, like getting to know fellow attendees, participating in games like bingo and trivia, and we'll also be exploring Nashville. They have a great country music Hall of Fame museum out there that we'll be able to go check out. And we'll be bringing in speakers there to do some educational sessions. So picking up a lot of those conversations on business health. We hope to talk about insurance and making sure folks have that covered. We are going to be bringing in folks to talk about leadership and ways that folks can be leaders in their community, in their state, in their cooperative. We're going to be talking about what's going on with the fight against corporate monopolies, and we're also going to be just making sure that everybody is where they need to be in their operation, and hopefully learning more about the wonderful state of Tennessee, which is where we'll be, and learning about their agriculture programs and how they fit into the national cooperative world.
All right. That's a very good place for us to stop. Focus again, nfu.org/womensconference for the current circumstance. And I'm sure at nfu.org you can find out info about what's happening this fall. Emma, thank you. Emma Lindberg, Senior Director of Education and Programming at the National Farmers Union, with an update on what's going on for women on the farm. Lots of that going on. A lot more women are owning farms and operating farms now, so this is a timely affair. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 10 before the hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here every week to open your ears, your mind, I suppose your eyes to what's going on the family farm. I noticed that the most recent podcast is up now at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Actually, you can get this wherever you get podcasts. Apple is where most, I think about 42 or 43% of the people listening to this podcast listen to it on Apple. The most recent one is a focus on the Department of Agriculture and how family farms remain to be the main source of food production in our country, with some definitions about who those people are and how the numbers all work. I had a conversation with Chris Bennett, who's an agricultural journalist, quite a good conversation about agriculture, how people are getting their info. He's kind of a chip off of my old block in that we have lots of focus in agriculture on the big, huge conglomerates, because that's where all the money is. So the people who want to do these programs that are looking for advertiser support, they want to speak to that. And I don't want to, and neither does Chris. So that's why he was here to talk about his stories and how he is reporting every week to the Farmers of America. Also talked about China's threat to U.S. agriculture. I think I used the term eyes wide shut on China. There, as we were talking about eggs here, I'm going to get into that in just a second. What they're doing not only in the pork department, but in the chicken department as well. Anyway, find all of these. You can hear the whole program or bits and pieces in the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, or as I said, wherever you get your podcasts. So let's go back to the discussion from the beginning of the program. I was talking about eggs and what's going on in the egg business and how we can, you know, people early on used to criticize me because I didn't talk enough about dairy. I know I haven't talked enough about the egg business, and I know that there are some very important things to know about chickens and eggs and what goes on. I mean, I think we all know outside of the circle of people that are running these huge egg farms where there are 35, 40,000 chickens in one barn. I think outside of that, there are a lot of people like me who aren't family farms that have 100 chickens, and they may be selling, we probably sell 4 or 5 dozen eggs a day this time of year. And in the summertime, it's probably 14, 15 dozen. And so that's an okay. We get $8 a dozen for the eggs. And I think that even, I tell the folks at the farm, I think that's too cheap. I think that people will pay for something that's good. And there's so much bad around when it comes to eggs. And I didn't, you know, that's why I was talking earlier about the good and the bad and the ugly about factory farm eggs, egg whites, that sort of thing, to underscore how much better they are. The free-range chickens and the organic chickens and hens and stuff, which is our specialty, should be our specialty on the family farms. Not trying to outdo. Let the big farms do what they want to do, what they do best. It's grow cheap food that may or may not be good for you, but it's cheap. And a lot of people don't want to spend $8. I think you should, but, you know, not everybody's got $8 to spend for a dozen eggs. So if you only have six, then that's what you buy. But if you're not, if you have the $8 and you don't buy the $8 eggs and you're not feeding your family well, and that would seem to me, people who have enough money to buy good food ought to be buying good food. That's my editorial educated opinion. And that's backed up. I noticed in my home state of Massachusetts this past week, the lawmakers secured a bill which ensures a more secure egg and pork supply. Senate President Karen Spilka went traveling to some farms in Massachusetts and then got behind this legislation, which basically updates farm animal welfare standards, which is important, but also what it is that you're, that the, what's the system like? What are we doing? Are we still kowtowing to the big agricultural interests, or because they don't like animal welfare regulations at all? Apparently, that's what, when we passed in Massachusetts a ballot question last year, which guaranteed animal welfare, strong protections for farm animals and for the family farmer themselves. So at any rate, there was a lot of collaboration here. The focus on the issue of eggs and egg production, which is something in pork production as well, that I'll talk more about now because I've sort of been, you know, people give me the old one too. All right, you haven't talked about chicken farmers, so let's talk about them. So there'll be more in our focus as we continue this year with the weekly American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen. It's our
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.